one that the Lord gives you. Just operate in one area. But when you do it, operate together with somebody else. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are so different. Look at somebody and say, you know, you're different. And you can say back to them, yeah, not as different as you are. But think about it, especially in I don't know. I really don't know how to say this without it sounding like an insult, because it's not an insult. It really isn't. But especially in Wilkes County, in this part of the state, we are so diverse and so different. And everywhere I go, people say, what church you go to? And with Cornerstone, and we got people from several countries that come here, and we got people of all different skin colors and tones and hues and shades and voices and sounds and looks. And wow, that's not normal. No, it's not. But it's what God ordained for us. That's how we are. That's who we are. Because each person does not deserve to be tolerated. How many of you know that you've been tolerated? How many of you? No, I'm serious. How many of you know that people just tolerate? They just put up with you because they got to. Because somebody told them if they didn't love you, they weren't going to go to heaven. You know what I'm talking about. But that's not who we are. Who we are is seeing how each person fits in the mosaic. What is a mosaic? A mosaic is a beautiful tapestry. It's a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful print of all these different tiles that are put together. And when it's all said and done, it reflects the beauty of the artist. Because the artist was able to look at the different tiles and look at the different specks. And before anyone could even begin to process what it could be, the artist already had in his mind what it could look like. And so he looked at us and he said, oh, I have something beautiful in store for Wilkes County. Whew. We are mosaic. We are mosaic. Because we are so different. Think about this. I want to share these two statements with you. I want them to resound in your heart. We, as the church, are to reflect the kingdom of God to our culture. We do not reflect our culture to the kingdom of God. What does that mean? We reflect the kingdom of God to our culture. We do not reflect our culture to the kingdom of God. What does that mean? I guess a better way to put it is, this is my father. He is the reason I am physically present in the earth. You can give him your condolences or hate mail or whatever you need to do. But I can't identify as Walter's son until I have identified as God's child. Do you understand what I mean? And being a Sherman, because that's my surname, does not dictate how I act and how I behave. Well, that's, we had this saying growing up, and many of you probably had it too. Or if you didn't, you probably said it to yourself. Well, that's just the way Shermans act. And when people would get loud and obnoxious and irritating, because you know I have 30-some first cousins just on the Sherman side, just first cousins. Well, he's just a Sherman. That's just the way he acts. No. You allowed that stupidity to get burrowed deep inside you and dictate who you are. God says, I have a higher way. Don't you understand that you were created in my image first? That I breathed my breath of life into you first? That I gave you life? That I created you? That it wasn't just the happenstance of a man and woman and a mistake in the back seat of a Chevy, but it was my ordained plan that you would be who you are. But you have allowed, we have allowed our surnames and our circumstances and our culture to dictate how we have church. When in reality, God says, you let me dictate to you who you are, and then you dictate to your culture who God is. And when I show up, it will be completely different than you ever imagined. But instead, we come into church and say, we don't act like that. It's not the way we do it. That's not the way we do it. That's not how we handle things. No, you don't know. You just don't understand, Pastor. You don't understand. We're always late. Well, Jennifer, that's my problem, isn't it? And the church said, amen. And I don't have an excuse. Look at the color of my skin. I may speak Spanish, but I'm not Hispanic. So I cannot say that my culture is my excuse for the way I act in any way. Do you hear me? Should I borrow your line, Pastor? There's a sudden hush all over the church tonight. But if we're not careful, we come up in the church and we say, no, you don't understand. This is how we worship God because this is the way I was raised. This is my culture. We want to incorporate the beauty of all the cultures. Don't you understand? We're trying to reflect God first, not your culture first. God first. The second picture I wanted you to see, I kind of hinted at it already. We are a picture of what heaven looks like to those who can't see heaven. We, the church, are a picture of what heaven looks like for those who can't see heaven. We are a picture of what the church, of what Jesus Christ looks like for those who can't see the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think that in heaven there are separations based on language, based on culture, based on the way you look, based on your height? You know, short people going to be in one section of heaven. And tall people going to be another, and fat people going to be over here because they need more room. I don't know. Skinny people going to be over there because they don't need quite as much. I don't know. I'm just saying, do we really believe that? Don't even want to take it to a racial or other kind of line. I'm just saying, if we do not model it at Cornerstone the way the community is supposed to interact with each other, and say, I don't care what you look like, how you act, how you smell, how you dress, how tall you are, how short you are. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is, have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? And do you have a testimony? Because that is how we overcame. And if that's you, then you're my brother or you're my sister. We are a mosaic of what heaven looks like to those who can't see heaven. What do you think that the unbelievers in this area who have never seen you or heard of our church think about heaven? Well, it's going to be a series of them and them and them and them and them and them. And they're going to, they can't get them too close to them. It's going to be like the wedding, trying to figure out the seating arrangements at a wedding. Oh, Lord, remember what happened when we sat them next to them? Oh, my. There was a fire. Oh, we can't do that. So Jesus is up there with his construction crew saying, well, you know, we can't have Sister Betty and her mansion can't be close to Miss Mary's mansion. Because, you know, they don't get along. Don't know why. They don't even remember why. They just don't. It's just the way it is. Whew. All right, I'll move on. Number three, we are both. We are Mosaic. That's who we are. Number three, we are both. We are involved locally and globally. Our neighborhood starts in Wilkes County or Alexander County, wherever you're living. Our neighborhood starts here in this area and stretches the lengths of the world. We will bless all humanity with the same compassion that Christ has shown us. This is who we are. Everybody say, this is who we are. We are both. We are both locally and globally minded. When you give every Sunday, every Wednesday, when you write your tithe check or your offering, or you give online, every time you give, a portion of what you give goes across the ocean to our school in Ghana. A portion of what you give goes to our churches around the world. Because we give globally. Because it's not just about us here locally, but we also have a mind globally. And that becomes more evident the longer we go, because we're able to move farther into that. But we are both locally and globally minded. Even though our neighborhood starts at Wilkes County, it goes throughout the entire world. We cannot think that the end of the world is at the borders of Wilkes County. Our children will be so far left behind, it's ridiculous. No wonder they want to get outside of Wilkes County. No wonder they can't see what good they can do here. When I go in the high school or the early college, all I hear from them is, why did you move here? Why? I say, you don't understand, this is a beautiful place. This is a wonderful place. There is so much to give and so much to offer. The people of this community are the kindest, you are just the top of my list. I have never fallen in love with people the way I've fallen in love with you all. You just don't understand. And if we don't get, though, that we do extend farther than we can see, we forget and we get locked in this box of small mentality and small mindedness. But we are global. We help locally and we help globally. That's why we do the back to school bash. That's why we are giving and doing things like that. That's why we're constantly thinking about ways to reach out. Number four. How much time do I have left? I want to get to number five if I can tonight. So, number four, we are all on the bus. Woo. This one's difficult. It goes back to what I was saying before. United, we are purposed. Get rid of the R. United, we purpose to fulfill the vision that God has given us to accomplish. United, we purpose. That's our job. We are all on the bus. We purpose to fulfill the vision that God has given us to accomplish. We intentionally, look at that word, intentionally focus on where we agree. Get on or get off. Now, what is, and I think if you haven't figured this out, then let this be a revelation to you. What is human nature to do? What is our first inclination as human beings? Is it to focus on what we have in common, or is it to focus on what we have that are different, our differences? Huh? If you said focus on our differences, then you are in the vast majority. Because the majority of human beings immediately, one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. You remember that game when you were a kid? You know what I'm talking about? You never heard that game? Yeah. It was, I don't remember what it's from, but I remember hearing it growing up. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. And that's kind of what we have in mind. Well, that doesn't fit there. Huh. No. It doesn't matter. You can walk in a room with 100 things that do fit and 100 things that look fantastic. But immediately, because of our fallen nature, that's what I'll blame it on. It could also be our practice. Because practice makes perfect. Because of our practice, we're able to spot the one thing that doesn't matter. And instead of complimenting how beautiful my wife looks, what do? I say, oh, why did you go with that color? Or what are you, why, huh? I don't understand. Instead of saying, you understand what I mean. And that's a dummy thing to do. And all the men said, amen. But it's human nature. It is human nature to look at what separates us, what makes us different. What is standing out? What doesn't fit? What doesn't make sense? And if we're not careful, if we are not intentional, this is where that word intentionally, if we are not intentional at changing our mindset, then what we do when we come into church is we gravitate into cliques. Well, I automatically click with Brother Russell. Brother Russell and I, we're going to hang out because we are like friends. It's like we are long lost brothers. We have never been apart. We don't ever disagree. We always see eye to eye. Miss Mary and I get along so well. It's just like she's my sister from another mister. You understand what I mean? We've always been together. We never disagree. And the problem is, if we do that, then we're missing out on the opportunity to be who God said we are. Because as soon as, and this is, I love this. Pastor taught me this so many years ago. It's all good and awesome and wonderful if I'm your pastor, as long as you like everything I say. We get along fine. As long as you're happy with, and I give you those little warm fuzzies, and you, oh, hallelujah. Yes, I feel Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But the first time I say something that you don't like, or I act some way that you find to be unusual or strange, or you don't like the way I dress, or you don't like the shoes. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get somewhere. The first time that happens, then you really have to deal with what you really think about me. And the problem is, can we focus on what we agree on? Sometimes it takes work. Because we are too often looking for something to divide us. We don't even understand that we do it. But we are looking and just waiting because we've been rejected and hurt by person after person. We're just waiting for somebody to stick the knife and twist it. Just one more time. That we're just waiting and we can't wait. We can't wait. We can't wait. We can't wait. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. I just know they're going to do it. I just do it. I just know it. I just know it. I just know it. I just know it. Guess what? I won't let you down. I will fail. Pastor doesn't. But I will. I can't speak for him. Do you understand what I mean? But we must intentionally. It takes work and it takes effort. We must intentionally focus on what we agree on. Now, that's a nice attitude. Thank you. I appreciate that. Show me that in the Bible. I'm glad that you said that. Shall we? Amos chapter 3, verse number 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Oh, I forgot that was there. Can two walk together except they be agreed? I've got another one I'm going to get to in a second. But hear me. We are all on the bus. That doesn't mean that you drink the Kool-Aid. Because if you think that you're drinking Kool-Aid, then you need to go on. There's another place for you. That, and I'm good with that. Pastor is going to get up here and probably put a stop to that. But do you understand what I'm saying? I think that he agrees. It's not what we're saying. You're not drinking Kool-Aid. What we're saying is, can you see the vision that God has placed here at Cornerstone? And can you agree with it? And can you say that all the differences that you have are worth putting aside? Are worth putting aside for the understanding of the calling of God that is upon our house? Because there is more at stake than just your right to be right. There's more at stake than just your feelings to be comfortable. Your feeling to not be offended from time to time. Because guess what? Somebody's going to offend you because you carry the chip on your shoulder all the time. I can't help it. I don't mean to. But it's going to fall off. But here, this is how we operate. We don't fuss and fight. It does not happen. It does not happen. At Cornerstone, we are not a church of fussing and fighting. Why y'all quiet? Brother Harold, do we fuss and fight? Thank you. Brother Sam, do we fuss and fight? Thank you. Do we fuss and fight, folks? Because we are Cornerstone. Not because everybody is always right, but because we are Cornerstone, and that's not in our DNA. It is not in our culture, and there is no room for it. Let it go back to where you came from, because it's from the pits of hell. And if you don't believe me, listen to this. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them that cause divisions and offenses that are contrary to the word of God that you have received, and avoid them. Mark them. So you better believe anybody who walks in here who's going to bring division, that man has radar. Satellite system right there. He got radar. That radar is from his prayers that go up. And the Spirit of God that he hears. And when that happens, he marks the division. And he says, no, don't you understand? No, don't you see? There cannot be any division because we are Cornerstone. We are all on the bus. God has given us a purpose to fulfill the vision that he has given us to accomplish, and we will intentionally focus on where we agree. So is it going to always be easy? But it must be intentional. It must be intentional that that's where we're going. Supernatural. We believe the gifts of heaven are available to all believers, and their demonstration is a natural extension of the Christian life. We believe that the gifts of heaven are available to all believers, and that their demonstration is natural, and it's a natural extension of the Christian life. We believe operation of the gifts of the Spirit is natural. It is something that should be occurring. It's something that should be happening. Should we be having a move of God? Should we be seeing people healed and set free in our services and outside of our services, in our houses, in our prayer meetings? Yes. Should we be Should that happen? Now, here's the problem, and especially in Wilkes County, you know, we're labeled. It's weird. Oh, you go to one of those churches. Sorry, I go to Baptist church. I don't care. I don't have a problem with that. You have a misunderstanding. Look at me. Just watch me for a while. Watch me for a few months. Do you think I'm weird? You don't have to answer because you know me too well. You all know me way too well. But what I'm saying is people are watching you. And they're deciding, are you a fruit or a nut? Or a flake? Tell me you haven't thought that. Some of you came out of non-Pentecostal churches, non-charismatic churches, and you thought, man, them people are weird. Mm-mm-mm. But we have to demonstrate as part of our culture that a move of God is possible without weirdness. That things can be done in decency and in order. That things can be done with the power of God. Because that's who we are. We are Cornerstone. That's who we are. We are naturally supernatural. It is part of our DNA. It's part of our makeup. When we get up in the morning, we give honor to God because that's the first fruit of our lips. It's the first thing that we have in our heart because we are naturally supernatural. And we know immediately the first breath that I took, it's not because I just happened to take it, but it's because there's a purpose for my being here. And so I am naturally supernatural, meaning that my spirit has to immediately identify with the Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit has to come over me and has to touch me, has to minister to me, has to awaken the things inside of me. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's not weird. That's naturally supernatural. But we have to show the community. Our culture is not weird. I mean, would you classify Cornerstone as weird? Different, unique, special. I don't think we're weird. I think we're doing something right. Because that's who we are. It is a natural extension of our Christian life, and it is available to all believers. Available to all believers. Available to all believers. It's available to us. It's available to you. It's available to me. It's available to all of us tonight. Ooh. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the reminder, God, that we are Cornerstone, that we are a church without walls. But that does not come without some effort and without some retraining of our mind. That does not come without us having to rethink some things. That does not come without us having to be intentional in our thought and in our processes. God, forgive us for believing that you would just wave your magic fairy dust on us and we would all be different in an instant in the twinkling of an eye. Even though we know that that will happen in your second coming. But God, we ask you today to give us the desire to be intentional about who you made us to be. God, let it be birthed inside of us tonight to be a people who are looking you want us to be, not who we have been for 30 years or 40 years or who we were at our old church or who we were yesterday. But God, help us to ask that question, who you have destined and designed for us to be right now, today, in this place, because we are Cornerstone. Father, every person that you've called to be here, every sheep that you've called into this pasture, we call them forth and we ask you, God, to bring them in their timing and in your timing. But God, more than that, let us be prepared, because we are the ones who are going to train them. We are the ones who are going to teach them. We are the ones who are going to help them to see that Cornerstone is more than just a church. It is a culture. It is a belief system. It is a people who are made up of a kingdom. Who? That is your kingdom. Father, speak to our hearts tonight. Speak to our hearts tonight. I know that there are some folks in the room who have prayer for need prayer for healing. If there's anyone else who needs prayer, we are naturally supernatural. So I know that there are some folks in this room who are able to extend themselves, that are able to hear from God, and who are able to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. So why don't you just come on up? If you have a need tonight, let's begin to open our hearts. If you have a need tonight, why don't you just come up?